If this is dying, thought Harry, it's not so bad. Even the pain was leaving him. But was this dying? Instead of going black, the chamber seemed to be coming back into focus. Harry gave his head a little shake, and there was Fawkes still resting his head on Harry's arm. A pearly patch of tears was shining all around the wound, except that there was no wound. "Get away, bird," said Riddle's voice suddenly. "Get away from him. I said, get away!" Harry raised his head. Riddle was pointing Harry's wand at Fawkes. There was a bang like a gun, and Fawkes took flight again in a whirl of gold and scarlet. "Phoenix tears," said Riddle quietly, staring at Harry's arm. "Of course, healing powers. I forgot." He looked into Harry's face. "But it makes no difference. In fact, I prefer it this way. Just you and me, Harry Potter. You and me." He raised the wand. Then, in a rush of wings, Fawkes soared back overhead, and something fell into Harry's lap. The diary. For a split second, both Harry and Riddle, wand still raised, stared at it.